Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's episode of Sex with Emily. You know, the recent popularity in mainstream erotica like 50 Shades of Grey book series and James Franco has an upcoming kink.com documentary, it has shown a spotlight on the previously underground world of BDSM and kinky sex, often to mixed results. And I know a lot of you are curious about how to have this kind of lifestyle. You just want to branch out. And tonight's show is all about that. It's all about getting out of your sexual rut, whether it means getting into some kink or exploring and expanding your sexual curiosities. And here to share their own experiences are Lindsay and Rune, the hilarious minds behind Pretty Oddcast. It's a new podcast that takes a look into the alternative lifestyle of fringe subcultures. I am obsessed with my No-No Pro. Usually I start off, I'm talking about a vibrator, but tonight it is my No-No Pro. Because it removes all your unwanted hair. You know when you're looking in the mirror, like, I wish I didn't have that hair there on your back. You know, for men, you got your back, your chest hair. Women, our legs, our bikini, you know where the hair is. And you just want to get rid of it. And you don't want to shave. You might not have time to shave because it hurts and all that stuff. The No-No Pro is the very best way I've ever found, swear to God, to remove unwanted hair. And there's no pain, zero pain. Like I said, for men too, whether it's your legs or arms or face, and you have weeks and weeks of long-lasting results. I do it sitting in front of the television set. I do it when I'm on the phone. I just get rid of all my goddamn hair and it's awesome. It comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee when you purchase it. Oh, and you also get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com. And I just have to tell you, I've been talking about this offset and everyone's been coming up to me like, do you think you can get me one? You think you can get me one? Including Anderson. So everyone, check out No-No Pro. That is nonoemily.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Go there right now. Sign up for my mailing list. I have to say, I send really good emails. People like compliment me on my emails. Like, I've done so much. I've done 2,000 podcasts. I've got 3 iPhone apps a book. And people are like, I really like your weekly emails. So you should sign up for them because they're actually entertaining. So go to sexwithemily.com. And also, my podcast. I have 2 a week. Easily subscribe on iTunes. Do it there. Go to my website, listen to it, stream it, download it, however the hell you want. I hope you're all enjoying the show. And I love hearing from you. As always, you can send your questions to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I try so hard to get to all of your answers. I don't even sleep because I'm trying to answer all your emails. It's freaking crazy. Also, as always, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. Find me there. Ask me your questions there, whatever turns you on. And I'm here with Anderson tonight, who's just like napping. I'm sorry I woke you up to do the show.
What up, yo?
Dude, why are you so tired?
I don't know.
It's not like it's Monday.
When you get old like me, you have days where you're just like, today's a tired day.
You're not old.
Old, tired day.
Honey, I'm still working on the no-no pro for you. I just inquired about it today. No, I'm serious because he said to me during that when I said that.
Let's be clear. The no-no is not for me. I'm not a hairy man.
Oh, it's for your wife. Sorry.
I don't want everyone to think I'm hairy.
I'm telling you. But then today, Madison, my assistant, asked me for one. I'm like, I got to get everyone a
hairy
no-no.
Girl.
She's super hairy. I actually told her she should get one. She didn't ask me. Just kidding, Madison. anyway, so this is kind of like a love line show tonight, right? I've sort
keeping
of,
it in the family, yeah.
This is like a little cozy, happy family because we've got Anderson, as you know, who people don't know. You've worked on Love Line for 60 years.
Everybody knows. 90,
they don't.
Yeah.
But not everyone listens to Love Line. He works
at
Love
point.
Line. Rune is here, Rune Kincaid, and he is the, what is your official title? I just say you do everything.
Web and video.
Web and video for Love Line. If you guys don't know Love Line, it's Love. I talk about it all the time. It's been around for 30 years. Listen to the podcast. And Lindsay Floyd was my intern, and she moved on to bigger and better things. She's the call screener at Love Line. Well, not better. Lateral move. What am I insulting myself?
Smaller room.
But now, what'd you say?
She has a smaller room now.
She does have a smaller room, yeah. But she has her own room, which you do not.
No, I don't.
She has her own office.
I share.
I know.
With my back to everyone.
Well,
else.
I love that you guys. Well, so Lindsay. Okay, so I met Lindsay. She was my intern for a few months, and then they were looking for a call screener. I was like, oh my God, Lindsay's amazing. You'd love her. And then she's been here, and it's like her whole life has changed. Well, I think it changed in Vegas. We're going to get to that in a minute. I did take her on a field trip to Vegas, but the two of you came together and you started a podcast,
The Pretty Oddcast.
The Pretty Oddcast.
Yeah.
Congratulations, BTW, starting a podcast.
Thank you.
So fun and exhilarating. You can say whatever the hell you've been wanting to say your whole life out loud.
Yeah, I suppose we can say whatever we want.
Yeah. So tell me about your podcast. How'd you come up with this? You're examining subcultures?
Mike and Drew, also from Loveline, were made fun of both of us individually for liking the Renaissance Fair.
And you're one
and
of those.
Cosplay in general. And they were giving it a pretty hard time on their podcast, and I came in and defended it. And the same thing happened to Lindsay later.
She came in and defended LARPing. Made big fun of us. Said we were nerds, and how could we be into something where people just dress up and act a fool?
So you're really, because you truly, both of you, like, separately, were like, I love the Renaissance Fair. And you're like, me too, high five, let's go. Is that how it worked?
I've actually never been. Rune talked about it quite a bit.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, let's check it out. Like, I like to dress up. I like cosplay. And we went and we had a really good time.
So cosplay. Okay, so that's like the thing now. So it's dressing up. How do you explain cosplay?
Cosplay, it would be dressing up maybe as...
action.
It used to be like a lot of anime stuff. But now, yeah, it can be superheroes. I think you could even consider the furries, the people who dress up as animals as doing some form of cosplay.
But were you into it before? Yeah. Like, when you say you're into it, like, you go home and you put on a furry bear costume? Or, like, when you go out at night, or you just...
Both. I wasn't into the furries, but, like, Halloween was always a great holiday for me.
You're not into the furries?
I wasn't into the furries.
She
now I'm in love.
She actually works at PetSmart, too.
You adore
she
them.
I want a, I want a furry costume.
You don't have one?
A problem. Not yet.
Oh, dude.
They cost $4,000, yo.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Pretty elaborate.
That's what this girl told me.
Well, okay, so is any of it... Yeah, Anderson.
Before we move on, cosplay, is that costume play? Is that what the cause is?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll
I hear it tossed around,
like,
bandied about all the time.
Talk about it all the time. So my mind, of course, goes to sex. Is there anything sexual? Like, do you dress up like in tight, sexy
Hell yeah, that's
cosplay?
A thing.
But is that what yours are?
My Halloween costumes are
BTW.
Probably...
BTW, Rune's pretty cute himself. We're going to check a little video we're doing at the show, but... But do you dress all sexy? And
well, yeah, my costumes are probably a little tighter fitting. I won't feel good about how I look. I'm not going to wear floppy costumes.
But have you worn it during sex?
During sex? I mean, I've done like the lingerie type play.
Oh, that's okay. Not
but
cosplay.
I mean, that's not real costume. You
okay,
know, but
right.
It's not every
but you, like,
day
can dress up and
either.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So you guys were both into LARPing.
No.
Not
really.
No, you
weren't?
No, okay, you but we... Can you explain what LARPing is to the audience at home?
Defended the culture.
LARPing
least.
Is it's live action role play. So basically these people make characters, they make stories, they dress up, some don't. But they make these stories and these characters that are really in depth, and then they like make dramas and like.
So it's like you pay to go to a LARPing show?
You don't pay to go to a LARP. You create one with like a little community. It's not usually something
like,
you
is
pay
it a party?
For.
Like I'm having a LARPing party?
Closer to a party than a spectator event.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Got it. Yeah. And then you went to a LARP?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were defending these weirdos, and we decided to go to a LARP, I guess, and then we decided to do a podcast about that. And then we decided to find more weirdos doing more weird stuff with their weird times. So
okay.
That's the premise, is we find people doing weird stuff or alternative lifestyles.
Alternative lifestyles is a better way to say it. Fringe. No judgment, right? We can't judge.
I say weird as a neutral.
It's not weird.
It's a neutral word.
I think alternative is such a great word because I guess I just don't judge. If people are like, are you ever surprised by anything you hear? I'm like, no.
Well, I can say weird with affection.
Weird with love and affection because you're curious
weird,
about it.
Or
but
weird
it does
with
sound
disdain.
Judgmental.
So you're trying to... No, I'm just saying. I'm PC, you know, San Francisco. No, so it's cool. So I get it. Most people listening are going to be like, that's friggin' weird. So I get it. Mm-hmm. So you start a podcast and then what... So what... So far, you went LARPing. What happened? Did you LARP?
We explored LARP. Lindsay,
do you throw yourself into it?
I LARPed. I made myself a character. I was like a wolf girl. My name was Red Renee. And
who did you LARP with?
So I found this group of people who have been playing these LARP games for like 30 years. And I got in contact with them, and they let us come over to their backyard and like
shut up.
Get in
like,
the
it's
game.
In their backyard, like they're having like hot dogs and stuff. Like,
yeah, they had food. Chips. I was stuffing some cookies down.
And where are they? In L.A.?
They had a magical
stew.
I was
in Long Beach.
Magical stew.
And they're like, hey, come in for the LARP. What were your name? Did you make up a name there?
Well,
or like...
Rune wouldn't play. He's being kind of lame.
Rune.
So I was Red
that's
Renee.
That's so Rune. He's too cool to LARP.
I
yeah,
was observing
right?
from afar, and also I'm too cool to LARP.
I was like a merchant girl.
This is so LARPy. You can see her being like, I'm just going to fucking LARP. Bring it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well,
come on. If I'm going to sit there for hours, I might as well play.
So you got into the role play, but nothing, it's not sexual at all. People are doing it for fun. It's like playing charades.
In fact, there was a no touching rule.
Oh,
I think this is what like people do instead of sex. Like usually you have a party and
so
people
sad.
End up breaking off and having sex. I'm like, no, we're gonna do this LARP where like for sure no one has sex.
It's like the new Pictionary or something. I mean, really.
Well, like people came up to me and they're like, oh, you know, why are you here? Oh, you're selling things. Where did you come from? Because I was supposed to be like a merchant character.
I see.
And I had like this bag of
so throughout the night. So it's not like it's a beginning to end. You just everyone adopts a character and they talk to you as that character of the night.
Right. Well, it's not even for the night. It's for, like, they played a game for 7 years where they were the same characters.
So you just came in as, like, a new character.
I was just like walking into a new school. I was, like, the new girl at school who showed up one day, except I was the new girl in someone's backyard.
And then Rune just sat there strangely, like, drinking a beer in the background or something?
No, he wasn't drinking a beer. There was no alcohol allowed, but he was standing there eating pizza.
You need to be drunk, and then I'd be into the character thing.
Lindsay had to be initiated by the queen of the queen of the stronghold.
Yeah, the freehold.
I think
freehold.
What you guys should do next. Have you guys heard about this? This is what you should do. You should find dates on this Tinder cuddling. It's called Cuddler. It's a new app on Tinder. So it says, and I have to talk about this because it just reminded me, like, you guys could totally find it, like, go on this app and find someone to cuddle with and then talk about it.
That would be interesting.
But it's freaking crazy because if you guys have abandoned dating apps like Tinder or things like OkCupid, because doesn't everyone say... Everyone, you're on Tinder, it's a hookup app. I'm like, it doesn't have to be if you don't want to hook up. But they're like, this is G-rated. People can just get together and say, I just want to cuddle. You know, instead of receiving like a barrage of dick photos, you get, I don't know, like someone's arms or holding a teddy bear.
These are my strong arms
like,
to hold you
I don't
you
know.
By.
Like you log into the app. It links up with your Facebook profile. Start browsing for nearby cuddle partners. And the app is so convinced that users are using it for platonic purposes, it actually omits age and gender in the profile.
Oh.
Which is a total mistake, which means that people are like, I'm going to cuddle my 5-year-old. That's not good. I mean, I think this could be dangerous.
I think this app is going to last until the first guy tells someone else that he had sex through it, and then it'll be a day and it'll be over with. It'll be crashed
exactly.
By men.
Exactly. It's
going to
be done.
Sex.
It says the guy who invented it said, oh, yeah, it came to the realization that people need an app like this because we need touch and we need cuddling in our day to day lives, which is so true. I actually have to read you a quote that I was hysterical. I listened to Howard Stern like every day, and I'm not going to be able to find it in this moment, but he was so funny because he was talking about it last night on a show, and he was talking about about cuddling, and what he said was, because the truth is, like, there was a study that I read in when I was in hold on a minute, I'm going to find this really quickly. There was a study that I read. It was a book. Hold on, I'm going to find this. Fuck it, I can't find it. Okay, so it talked about a study that a scientist did with these bunny rabbits, and it was and they took two bunny rabbits, and the bunny rabbit, some bunny rabbits were held, and you'll like, were fondled. Lindsay's a pet person, a dog, animal, everything. Person.
I like bunnies.
Well, you like bunnies. Good. Yeah. And it was that the bunnies that every, like, three times a day they'd go in and they'd like hug the bunnies and they'd like cuddle the bunnies, cute. And then the other set of bunnies didn't get touched for the same amount of time, and then those bunnies got all like behavioral problems and were like eating each other. But the like bunnies who were loved were much, much sweeter.
We better get cuddled, Rune, and we might start eating people.
I'm serious. So I think you should do the app, but I thought this was very true because I actually love cuddling, and I have to be honest, like, there's some times where I'm like, I mean, I don't want to cuddle with a stranger, but right? But isn't there lots of times that you just want to cuddle because you don't want to have sex, but you just want to cuddle? But it's really hard for women because guys are like, they get hard and then they stick their penis against you. Like, I just want to cuddle, right?
Yeah.
Their penis is jabbing your back.
But, is okay, that what happens?
So, yeah. Yeah. Guys don't want to freaking cuddle. Cuddling, this is what Howard Stern said.
No, no.
Cuddling was invented when one person wanted to have sex and the other person didn't. That's exactly, I don't know. It's not that profound, but that's, I thought it was funny because it's kind of true. Like, no guy was ever like, I assume it was like, well, honey, let's just cuddle tonight.
Let me just hold you, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because
if you get close, you're going to get a boner, you know?
Yeah, you only do that with
it.
So you guys could do the cuddle app next. But tonight, we're also going to talk about, because I want to hear more about your latest experience, which I was terrified by your Instagram photo.
Thank you.
They've really branched out. And so tonight, I just want to talk about sharing their experiences, but also, we all get stuck. Everything I say is sex. Like, I like fumble. I'm like, sex.
Sex, sex, sex.
We all get stuck in sexual ruts, okay? It's I feel like people are so surprised when this happens, but I receive hundreds of emails a day, listeners. Literally, you see them, Facebook, feedback. They're like, I don't know what happened. We've been together 3 years. We moved in together, blah, blah. We no longer have sex. It's not that good. And everyday people think they're the only one suffering from this. And here's the deal. It's going to happen. It's biology. After about a year, year and a half to 2 years with someone, and you're lucky if it lasts longer, you're going to have to mix things up. It's just like exercise. You don't do the same exercise every day. You don't have chicken pot pie for dinner every night. And you don't have sex missionary style every position. So there's, now when I say kink here, because we're going to get into some crazy kinky shit that Lindsay and Rune did, which I don't even know what happened. But they went to some crazy club we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But and I'm not saying you have to build a dungeon in your house, but I am going to give you some tips, just that, like, one little thing you can do in your sex life, like, just one little move, once a month. I'm telling you, it will make a world of difference, and it can reignite that spark that you are complaining about has dimmed. So I get an email from Rune a few weeks ago, and he's like, hey, Lindsay and I want to, like, get hooked. Can you hook up with some sex clubs in L.A.? We want to go to, like, a sex club. And so I happen to know some of the whatever people like them. I haven't actually been yet in L.A. San Francisco, I was into it. But here, I just have been really busy. Anyway, I sent you some names, and that's all I know. And then you said to me, should I tell them that I'm coming as a, like, investigative, or should I just play law? I said, just no. Just go in incognito and then talk about it. It'll be great. But I don't know where you end up. All I saw is that you had some wounds. So tell me what happened.
We did not go incognito.
Oh, you told them you were there for research?
Yeah, yeah. There were some other clubs with some stricter looking guidelines that I thought we might have to incognito if we wanted to go to them. And maybe we will, and we won't say who they are so they don't know we're coming.
Yeah, don't tell.
But yeah, with Threshold, which is a club in North Hollywood, contacted their board. About five people had a long discussion about whether or not we would bring shame to their club if we stepped inside.
That was a big deal. Us coming was a really
big deal. I'm sure. You had to, like, talk to them on the phone. Like, you meet with them?
No, it was all emails back and forth from a ton of different people. Just, it came down to, we weren't allowed to use names, and they were going to post a sign that there was going to be media present, and we had to sign a,
we're media,
oh my God,
like,
you guys,
a non-disclosure agreement.
Why did you do that? I would just,
but it worked out well because we were
good.
Able
I'm
to
sorry.
Get a lot of information.
Okay, because people were willing to talk.
Yeah.
So you go in. Okay, so it's Threshold, and mm-hmm. It's a private club,
right?
Obviously, but you could apply, and it's BDSM.
Yes.
Okay.
You betcha.
It's actually a nonprofit.
Let's give
them a plug. to promote people learning about the lifestyle, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And when you say the lifestyle, you mean BDSM. So it's not
the
like
BDSM
swingers.
Lifestyle.
It's like just like getting into, like, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, which is, if you don't know what it is. Okay,
they
so.
Classes. Several classes a week.
That's great.
Yeah.
Rope
tying.
They used to have a place in San Francisco. It's great. Like rope tying. Yeah, like a spanking 101, which, to be honest, who doesn't like to be spanked?
Right?
I like being spanked.
Thank you.
Girls like being spanked. Not all of them. But and there's a way to do it. Like if you spank them once wrong, it's going to hurt. But there's like a upward motion. Like mm-hmm. go take a 101 class. It feels good. Whatever. So you went in, but this was not class night. This was party night, right?
We went. Well, we went to an orientation
Ooh,
first.
Okay.
Which was
what was it called?
Clothes on. It's orientation.
BDSM 101.
No, just orientation.
Okay.
You have to go to the orientation to be a member of the club. And then we went to a party that Saturday night.
Saturday night. What'd you wear?
I wore a black t-shirt and dark jeans.
Okay. Got it. So you blend right into the darkness.
No, they said to wear, if you don't know what to do, wear black.
Right. That's what I do all the time.
That was pretty much me too.
Me too?
I just wore
black
a tight,
sexy?
Yeah, a tight black tank top and some black heels, jeans.
Nice. Okay. So you go into the party.
We didn't look like we were going to a BDSM club.
I wanted to wear a dog collar, but I was a little nervous. I have a few. I mean, I have dogs. You know, so I got spikes. So I was like, I can clean this up. But at the same time.
It's the first time you're like, let me just ease into it.
Yeah, I don't want them to just grab you by the collar.
Okay, so you walk
around.
Into the party. What's it like? Is it at a house, a restaurant, a
It looks
club?
Like a converted warehouse, I would say.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally, of course.
Nice
you
high
can hang
ceilings.
Shit from the ceilings.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know why I didn't say that first. Okay, yeah.
And
you go
fire,
in.
Fire extinguishers on hand.
Music?
Yeah, music. It was low lit. You know, of course, had the leather top tables and chairs to tie you to and the sideways crosses to, you know, bind hands and legs.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm. and what was the crowd like?
Diverse, very diverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of all ages,
men, women,
sizes.
Mm-hmm. Big, all ages.
Yeah, all
what was
ages.
What was the median age?
Thirties.
Yeah, late thirties.
Okay.
And
were it couples it. Or was there singles?
About 50%. We the people we talked to said it was usually about 50% came with a partner.
Okay, someone they've been with. Okay, and then was it. And he organized, like, no, we're going to go paddle or not. It was just kind of like play. It was a play party.
It was a play party. It was one big main room where anyone could play. You know, you could watch people playing, you know, just be respectful. But don't jump in between them without asking.
And no solo masturbation. That was
no right. No solo masturbation.
No voyeurism.
That was emphasized
Then
many
off
times.
Of the main hall, there was like a, after the main room, there was a long hallway with like eight smaller rooms that were set up. With different themes. There was like an older style classroom.
Right.
There's like a spider room, a medical room.
Oh, right. So you could play out different scenarios.
Yeah, so you
it's
could play out different
like
scenes. And you were actually allowed to stand.
Dirty bathroom, right?
No dirty bathroom.
Oh, they had that at kink.com in San Francisco had a, like it looked like a truck stop bathroom.
Oh,
but they had all the other things you said, a medical
with
table.
A glory hole?
Yeah.
And for a good time call?
Yeah, and a jail and all that. Okay, but exactly.
Is that a jail and a throne room?
Okay, so you go in and you start, is there alcohol?
No, this is a non-drinking party.
God, jeez. Okay, so then no alcohol and you just walk around, you start talking to people or do you?
Yeah.
You walk up.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you saw?
First thing I saw was a lady strapped to a bench with her shirt off being whipped on the chest.
With what?
I think like either a belt or a whip.
Do you know the difference? Like was it a flogger?
That moment. Then I was just saying, whoa, boobs, whips, yow.
Yeah, there was a lot of boobs out.
Yeah. Lots of
that
boobs
out. That was like
out.
The first shocking thing. I was like,
and did it look painful? Like were the women like, ow? Or was it soft? Or was there feathers too? What was it?
I would say, I mean, you did hear, I mean, especially as it got later, like, you were hearing, like, people getting slapped, people crying out, like, moans. It was just, like, sex everywhere.
Were people having sex, though?
Nope.
They weren't allowed to have sex at this party.
Okay, because that's hard, because it turns you on a lot. So everyone went home and had, it's great fun
play. I'm sure, yeah.
No oral to genital and no genital to genital contact.
Right.
They're very clear on the
rules. Was it mostly heterosexual couples or was it both?
It was both.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't see any male on male, but we saw a lot of female on female.
Okay. And what did you learn? What was shot? What was?
Well, we learned all about the toys and like.
Like they took you around. They're like, this is a flogger with leather. This is a paddle. Okay, what did you like? What did you learn? Kind of. I don't mean to.
Oh, no. Well, they were showing us the paddling. They were talking about not wanting to hit people along the spine. You know, not wanting to hit the top of your butt because it can be more sensitive.
Right.
Kind of hitting below the cheek.
Exactly.
You know.
You got to use the cheek.
Yeah. You kind of like slapping it up.
Yep.
They talked about starting soft and then working up in intensity. So that way your body's like adjusting. It's not
exactly.
just getting a shock.
You have to work up.
I thought it was really interesting too. They talked about something called aftercare. And it was like after you guys are done, you know, with your play. That
you're seen.
Or you're seen, as they called it. You sat there with your partner and you like almost comforted them. Because they talk about how you get kind of a high from
it. Yeah, endorphins.
And it's. You know, you come down and you're kind of out of it. So it's important to like sit there and make sure you're okay after.
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
That's one of the main tenets of it. And then also safe words. I'm sure they talked about that.
Yeah.
And then did you participate?
We participated a little bit. Rune more so than I. I just got some paddling and flogging by one of the board members.
Oh, okay. How did you like it?
I liked it.
Had you been paddled before?
I mean, I've been spanked by my partners with like a bare
hand.
Yeah, but
he was doing.
But this
he
guy
was drunk. Just kidding, I don't know.
But you
did
know,
he use an upward motion?
I'm kidding. I don't know her boyfriend. But did he
strike the bottom?
No.
And
see,
upwards
you have
through?
This is true.
But he did. That's the thing is, yeah. He started light. You know, he smacked under
this
my bottom.
Okay.
This guy, you know, he had different paddles.
We turned
I got
on?
Spanked by a Bible. Oh, I was very turned on. Flogs. He had like this rowel type tool, looked like a spur that you might use when you ride a horse, and it was pokey, and like he rolled it across my skin, like it felt kind of good. It made Rune itch.
So I you're turned on, but not because of the guy, or was it more about how it made you feel? Because
it was kind of how it made me feel. It was just it felt good.
Right? Like, because it's also like your butt, like it's also close to your genitals.
Right.
Like,
it kind of jiggles everything.
It jiggles
you know?
It all. It's not like you're in your butt. Like you're all those things. Your clitoris. Your labia. Like it's all shaken together. It's all connected. Right.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's turned on. Yeah. Okay.
Lindsay spanked my butt.
She did.
I
with
spanked
a paddle?
Him. Yeah, with the Bible.
Did you like
Bible
it? With the Bible.
It was a Bible. Yeah, a solidified
you guys
Bible.
Guys are so alternative.
My grandma's rolling over in her grave, but
I
mean,
know.
I enjoyed
really.
It.
I mean, I'm Jewish, but that doesn't sound good. What?
Count Boogie was the guy showing us this stuff. And
Count
he,
Boogie.
He also had, I thought was creative, a paddle he'd constructed out of CDs he didn't listen to anymore. So he just had a stack glued together on a stick.
Yeah. People have so much time on their hands. No, but really, people were into it, make their own things. Okay, so Rune, what happened to you? Because I saw, I thought like it looked like you were like a burn victim or something.
I did a scene. I did a S&M scene.
You did a scene.
A scene. That's what they call it when you you kind of sign up for a room and you go in and you do a scene.
Who did you do the scene with?
Lady Shiva, one of the board members of the club.
Okay, great. So she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And you, what happened?
Expert. I went in. I went to the harem room where they actually have stocks. So you can put people in the stocks and then auction them off to other people. But the stocks were a little broken. So I just leaned on it. I had my shirt off.
Leaned onto what?
On the stocks.
On the stocks.
What's
on the top
stocks?
Of
stocks.
Like,
you know?
If you imagine it's like a wooden frame and you would lock someone's head and arms inside
of it.
So
you're
like
standing?
The old timey. Remember like in the medieval times?
Yeah, totally. I got it. Yeah. Go. I know a stock. Yeah, I got it. Couldn't my brain. Fire slowly sometimes,
device.
Believe it or not. Yeah. So she locked you in or she put, you were leaning up against it.
Yeah.
So you're not, you're just like on a 90 degree, 45 degree angle.
Probably 45 degree. Just
that's
kind
what
of
I meant,
45,
over. Leaning
yeah.
over. Got
yeah,
it. I meant 45.
And standing then, up with something to lean
okay,
on.
Okay, got it. And your hands are up?
Yep.
Is your black shirt taken off?
Yeah, I took my shirt off.
Okay.
Figured
so
it was...
you rocking the sexy black jeans? Got
yeah,
it.
I thought that was a good look. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Someone else made fun of me for that look.
Who made fun of you?
I think it was the after disaster.
No, actually, I was standing outside the room with some girl. We were kind of biting our nails and watching.
Okay, so what happened?
Kicked.
So did she warm you up?
No, she showed me all her weaponry.
All her implements, yes.
Her crops, her whips.
How old
her
is she?
Flails.
Is she attractive? Are you not attracted to her? Is
she's
she
attractive.
Older?
She
okay.
was. I don't want to guess an age
it's
on.
Okay, it doesn't
a
matter.
Podcast.
I meant were you attracted to her? It doesn't matter how old she is. But she
okay.
was.
She was not unsightly.
Perfect. She
had a baseball bat, an aluminum, like
oh,
child's
no.
t-ball bat, painted pink.
That makes it cheery.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Not once we'd arranged it.
Okay. So what happened? So your arms are up.
Yeah, and she hit me with stuff.
Like
first
like, for
she hit
how
me
long?
Because
your back. No. What's your Instagram? Rune Kincaid. What's
at it? Rune Kincaid. RuneKincaid.
And his back. There's like scratches and welts. It looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Well, she started with her hands. She'd kind of rub like a massage, and then bat with a closed. Cupped hand,
yep.
kind of, and she'd did, scratch.
Like her nail, those were scratch marks. Did
yeah.
it hurt?
Yes. Yes.
But did but okay, it hurt. And were you did? But was any part of you aroused?
No. It was a no, but not a boner moment.
Not a boner moment. You're like it was just like a painful, like I need my Bengay moment.
A what?
Whatever.
Oh,
Bengay
I need Bengay.
Is. I don't know. Isn't that for your muscles?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I see hot. Oh yeah. Didn't think of that.
Was it more like, in the name of art, this is going to be a great story? Like, is that what you're doing? Like,
my
podcast is going to rock
I was
tomorrow.
Determined because Lindsay didn't want to do a scene with anyone or get a room.
That's not true.
Lindsay didn't do a scene with anyone or get a room.
I thought she got spanked.
I got spanked
with Mr.
early
crazy
on.
Crazy Cast or whatever
I didn't,
his name is.
I didn't get crazy sexual. I had a few people I was eyeballing, I won't lie, but they were busy. So I didn't get
they
around
would have
to
taken
it.
Your ass, sweet ass, anytime, though, even if they're busy. But so, Rune, so how long did this whipping yeah. session go on?
You got an introductory spank on the pants. I got whips on bare flesh. The whole thing?
Yeah.
How
long were you with? Because that looked serious. I was gonna bring you some Neosporin today and like call the hospital and some Band-Aids. Like, I didn't know what was wrong.
I think I kind of lost track of time. It felt like maybe 10 minutes to me.
But I mean, you weren't miserable.
No, it was
because you said on the podcast that you enjoyed it some.
Yeah, it was relaxing.
It was relaxing, really, yeah. Uh-huh. And not more relaxing than painful. Or after a while, because a lot of people, you know, it's connected. People are like, I can't imagine that being beaten or whatever. But it is very similar. Pain and pleasure are very closely linked.
And that's what they were talking
emotionally
about.
Emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same kind of endorphins. It's the same kind of thing that can easily transfer for some people. And it's not for everybody, which is what I'm going to get into in a minute, is about how to bring this stuff into your sex life. Not necessarily, you don't have to be scratched down by a woman at a club, but other things you could do. But we're going to get to that in a minute. But you were a little then, you know.
It was painful, but it only lasts for seconds. The whips and crops and canes and flails and flogs and all that stuff.
Would you go back and do it, or this is purely a...
Well, it's like the snap lasts for a second, but then it clears your brain out. A whole lot.
I know it does. It totally resets you. I mean, I've had my fair share. I was the guy who's really into spanking, and I think, granted, it's not like I need to be spanked every time, but I feel like a lot of women. Anderson, before your wife, do you ever spank a woman? He's chewing.
I've spanked.
You've spanked?
I've
I don't know a woman
people.
Who doesn't.
I have little sisters, so I have to spank them all the time.
No, you know what I mean. And I don't mean like in an aggressive way, but there's something about it feels. I don't know. It's good. It's like naughty, and then it really does get your things jiggling around. But when we get back, we're going to give you some more tips on how to just kind of spice things up in the bedroom, and it might have to do a little bit of spanking. But I've got to give you, Ed, a little bit of tying your partner up. But first, a shout out to our sponsors. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this show and supporting my sponsors who help keep this show free so you can enjoy it and have better sex. So, Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. And it's probably the only one you actually want, even if there was something else to choose from, which there isn't because they're the best on the market. So how's this? Here's the Fleshlight. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you didn't have a partner? The Fleshlight, it simulates the sensations of real sex. It's a male masturbation sleeve, Rune. Don't you have one?
I have.
Didn't Fleshlight send them here?
I have three because we had a box full, so I took some home.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
And?
It's more like a vagina than your hand.
Okay, right. So did you think it was kind of nice to mix it up sometimes? Like, you don't, not every time, but did it feel good?
Yeah.
It felt like a vagina. To me, that feels better than a hand, but I don't have a dick, so I don't know. But it's a male masturbation sleeve, and you have the option to use your hand for the rest of your life, but I've got 600 sex toys, personally. There's thousands of them on the market. Women have all these choices. And there's a reason for it. It's not because you can't get us off. It's because we like little different sensations everywhere. And this is what the Fleshlight would do. Just mix it up. It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. It's like sex in a can. It's body safe. You can use it over and over again. And it provides variety because men want to experiment. Also helps you last longer in bed. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com if you love me and click on the Fleshlight banner when you buy it. That is, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner. Oh, and Madison, my intern, you got to check out her post on my website, sexwithemily.com, about her boyfriend, my boy's new toy. And did you write two on the Fleshlight or just one on the Fleshlight? You wrote it's two. She's got, Madison's great. Check out our blog. It's hilarious. And this blog is great, how she handed over to her boyfriend and she hasn't seen him since. Just kidding. It's not about that, but it's how we like it. Also, okay, Down Under Comfort, everyone, you know, I have a product line, emilyandtony.com, and there was nothing else like our product called Down Under Comfort. In fact, Maxim Magazine, Men's Health Knit Magazine named it the number one product that you didn't know you needed. Rune, you've used it as well, mm-hmm. Right?
I use it on my fingers.
You do? Oh, playing guitar.
Yeah,
right?
Play guitar.
Yeah, but it's
keeps
like
sweat
anywhere
off the strings.
You sweat. Like, we started out saying, yeah, it's your ball sweat, but it keeps you fresh and dry. Women use it. Lindsay, you use it under your breast, lower back, like anywhere you sweat all day long. Keeps you fresh. And you might think, I just showered this morning and I'm so fresh, but guess what? Hygiene, number one complaint from men and women and about in the bedroom. So you think you're all fresh because you showered and she's not going to give you a blowjob because you're not so fresh. So use Down Under Comfort. It's a cream to a powder formula. Talcum powder is carcinogenic. Stop using it. And this from a listener, after being a baby powder man for most of my adult life, I can't imagine a day without this. My girlfriend's a big fan as well. Any guy who says that his girlfriend won't go down needs to try the stuff. She loves it. Balls are no longer lonely, from one of my listeners. Mm-hmm. Go to emilyandtony.com and get Down Under offer right now. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off your first order. And one time, and you know I have the candles as well, the Emily mm-hmm. and Tony candles. Rune, okay, not like you. Rune was like, Emily, do you have a candle? Do you have a candle? Because I've given everyone here at Loveline candles. They're the amazing massage candles that smell great and you massage your partner. Anyway, I was like, sure. He's like, can I get like a fougere or something? I'm like, yeah. And I gave him one. You said it was for someone else or for you? For someone. You made
it was
going
to be, but you gave me Lindsay's favorite flavor.
And no, so but then he said to me, oh, it was actually for Lindsay. She didn't want to ask you. Why wouldn't you ask me for a candle?
Because you'd already given me like three of them. I felt a little bad.
Yeah, but you're like, I love you. I love you. You guys are your family. You want candles? I'll give you candles. But it was like, I'm like, why would you not?
Smells so amazing.
Which is your favorite?
The fougere.
I know. It's I love
so
the fougere. That's actually, like, oh, it's hard
so
to explain.
Manly. Yum.
I mean,
it smells
I love
like
the coconut and the vanilla, but it's like, we thought that it's more musky. But I love the fougere as well. It's awesome. So, okay, so. Let's talk about some kink, okay, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And so Pretty Oddcast, you got to check it out, Rune and Lindsay's podcast. Get it on iTunes.
Yeah,
prettyoddcast.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to start doing a lot. Is all your stuff going to be sex and alternative stuff?
No.
It's not all sex, but we'll probably visit it a few times in a few different
okay,
ways.
I've got some ideas for you, too. And I'm actually doing some stuff that you guys, we could do together.
Ooh.
Nice.
I
yeah,
know the sex. That. It was a threesome, actually, Rune. This was my way to ask you to have a threesome
oh.
with me.
I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to have one?
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Sweet.
Okay, off the air, though. And you can come, too, Anderson. We can have a foursome.
Hmm.
He's not even listening. Okay, listen. So what I'm saying earlier is that people all the time, they're bored with their sex life. What the hell do I do? And a lot of times, here's the dilemma, is that I get emails from male listeners or female, not discriminating. They're like, my partner, you know, my husband, I really want to try something different, and I keep talking about watching porn together, and he says, no, nothing, we're fine, or vice versa. And that's a problem, because if you're in a relationship where you want to try something and your partner's just completely shut down, it feels like a dead end. It feels like you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get my partner to open up to this. It's something I really want. And when someone just says, no, I'm shut down, just like all those couples are like, I want to go to therapy, she won't. It's like, it's hard to convince your partner. So the thing is, You got to work into it slowly. It's not like you're going to come home with like some whips and chains and stuff, but it starts with conversation, and it starts with you got to figure out the way to get your partner to start talking about this stuff. Because if you just say, I want to spice it up, I want to have a threesome with your hot friend, which you should never say, by the way, or I want you to watch porn, like that kind of sounds like a demand. And if it's something outside her box or his box, they're going to completely shut down and say no. Because I think mostly what we're talking about here, about being kinky and spicing it up, is just about being outside your box. Because a lot of people, you know, missionary, doggy style, we do this, we do that, we fall asleep, you know, watch SportsCenter, whatever guys do. But there are so many, like, different variations. Little tiny
I
things.
Always try to mix the SportsCenter in.
Do you? You're one of those guys. I know it. So if your partner is, you know, a little, like, I'm going to give you some tips here. So first of all, what is kinky sex? And the definition, it definitely varies on who you're talking to. Like, how would you guys describe kinky sex?
I think it's anything outside of missionary or,
yeah,
you know, just kind of basic going at it. You know, it's kind of pushing limits.
Pushing limits, yeah.
I liked when you had that lady and she had the flogger with the, like, metal ball.
Oh, that was such a great show. What was her name? She was at Bondissage.
Yeah, Bondissage.
That was a
exactly.
great show. Everyone check it out, Bondissage.
Even in your book, talking about using just like a feather.
A feather.
Or like a strand of pearls.
Exactly.
It's just so little,
different
so
sensations.
Easy.
You blindfold your partner. Well, again, and I, well, first of all.
Or a baseball bat. It goes
no
up to
baseball.
That.
No baseball. We're not starting with that. What would you define kinky?
yeah, extraordinary, a little different.
A little different, a little out
yeah.
there.
I don't think, like, as when we were at the club, they, you know, described us, you know, it doesn't take much to really define something as kinky.
Right.
It doesn't have to be scary either.
No,
I think
it doesn't.
Get stuck on that.
That's what I want to talk about. Go back to the feather thing. So I always say, like, okay, if your partner, what if you just say to your partner who isn't agreeing to try something kinky, this is what you do to ease into it. This is my perfect scenario. You say, honey, I want to give you a massage tonight. It's all about you. I want to relax you. Because first of all, the reason why massage works is, and guys have been using this for years. Did you have guys in high school, Lindsay, who were like, can I give you a massage?
Only one, but it was only feet. It was really weird.
Oh,
he was a weird guy. He like
really?
Always wanted to touch my feet.
I had this guy. He was helping me with my math, so I let him do it. But he gave me a back rub, and then he like did a little side boob. I was a senior or whatever. And I let him do the side boob because he was finishing my math for me. But
nice.
No, but guys always have been like, I'll give you a massage. But the truth about massage is that one of the biggest killers of all of our sex drives is stress and anxiety. And we come home from work, you've been with someone for a while, you're no longer in that ripping, you know when you first date someone, you have sex like every time you see each other three
constantly,
times.
Constantly, yeah,
and
all
then, day. And after a while, you're like, you make a turkey sandwich, you watch TV, you know, you don't get around to sex. So I want to give you because stress is a huge killer. You come home of it. So you're like, you set the atmosphere. It can just be a candle. And that's why, again, I've changed my ways and I'm not trying to overplug my candle, but it is a massage candle.
It's amazing.
And it just smells like people are obsessed with it. You can just light it. It looks like a regular candle. Like, I gave it to my friend. She's like, can I open it in front of my 6-year-old? I'm like, it's a freaking candle. It's not a vibrator. I mean, really, they're beautiful candles from France and they're all vegan except for the beeswax part. And it burns cooler than wax. And it turns into oil, like lovely, warm massage oil. Not hot, not waxy. You're not gonna burn your partner. It's not sticky. And it smells amazing, so it's like aromatherapy. And again, you don't have to use a massage candle. You could use massage oil. Light candles and use just regular massage oil.
Use a regular candle. Wax play.
There is wax play, but I would not recommend that because regular candles hurt.
Take a class first.
Take a class first at the threshold. But yeah, so whatever you're using, and then if you're using the candle, you pour it on your partner. And you just say, you play some music and you start massaging them. And you might be like, I don't know how to massage. I'm telling you, if you rub oil on someone's body, it's going to fucking feel good. On the back. And then you could flip them over and you could say, you know what? I want to blindfold you. I have a surprise for you. And it doesn't have to be a fancy blindfold. It can be a necktie. It can be a scarf. And you blindfold them. Okay. I'm just going to use a male, for example. Okay, so Lindsay's with Rune. They're not a couple yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding. Yep. So then Rune comes home and he's stressed. He's like, those lovely people. Anderson was driving crazy. Emily just kept talking all night. Whatever. He comes home and he's really stressed. I'm just pretending hypothetically. And she's like, let me give you a massage. And she gives you a massage. And then she's like, wait, I got a little surprise for you. So it's not like weird or whatever. And, and she's like, I'm going to blindfold you. I've got something. Now, some guys might be freaked out by blindfolds, but I think you should just go with this. Or girls are too. But it's if you're with someone you trust. So you leave the room and you come back and you're going to get a bowl of ice cubes. You're going to have a feather, and what else? We have like those balls and
maybe just a necklace. Like
yeah, a necklace or a string of pearls or just a necklace.
A little chain, a light
and
chain.
And then the great thing about, so you flip them over, the great thing about blindfolding someone is that the second you take away one sensation, like one sense, like you're blind, everything else becomes intensified. So your hearing, your scent, your taste. So automatically you're feeling more intensity. You don't realize it, but you're blocking out your eyesight. So then the next thing you could do is, you could already pour the warm oil on it, and then you mix and you put an ice cube in your mouth. Pretend you guys are together. Mm-hmm. And you put that ice cube in your mouth, and they don't know what's coming. And you take your teeth and you slowly drip it down, you rub it down his chest.
Right.
Turn him on a little bit. Maybe you get just right to the part where you're going to, whatever, and you just go back up again because it's teasing, right? Teasing is another thing that goes away in long-term relationships. He was like, what do you mean tease? Or the anticipation, the build, that is also, especially for many women, I think we need to be turned on. Now we're turning Rune on, whoever it is. And then after that, he's like, oh, it's cold. And then you could go back to the, the hot, the wax. And then you could take a feather and just start tickling him, around his face. They'd kiss him, light kisses. And this is all that's not too kinky crazy, but it's kind of sexy and hot, right? I mean, you don't know what's coming. It's fun. It's a massage. And then you whip off the blindfold and you have great sex. But it's a great way just to get you out of your head and into your body. And it's exciting and thrilling because you're, what do you think? Have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah, I've done it a little bit. I think it's bonding too because you don't know what's coming.
Hands up, right.
Oh,
it's bonding?
No, bonding with a couple. Intensify your bond with your partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you don't know what's coming. And then once you get through it, you're like, oh, wow, that was nice. I didn't know what they were going to do, but it turned out great or I liked it. Or it didn't turn out great, but we talked about it and now we're closer for it.
Exactly. And it was just something different and it felt good and it wasn't too threatening. How do you feel about your massage?
I don't think I'd trust Lindsay with a blindfold.
No.
She's a little wild.
She's kind of wild.
She's a little
wild girl.
And angry.
she's so annoying. Yeah. You made her angry. I don't think she's angry.
No,
but
I think she's a bar fighter.
I'm a bar fighter?
Yeah, you want to start bar fights.
I do?
Yeah.
No, not me. I'm peaceful.
I don't know. I got to go out and party with you guys because I hear these things. But some other things, again, that aren't if you don't have to build a dungeon is, bring a vibrator into the bedroom. I've talked, if this is your first show, you'll be surprised to know maybe or not that I'm a huge fan of sex toys. Not just for
vibrators?
Women, but for men. I am. Not just for women, but for men. Have I given you a vibrator yet?
No.
I gave you a cock ring, no?
Yeah, you did.
Did you use it?
No.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I
Lindsay,
ran
I gave
out
you vibrators.
Partners.
Oh my gosh, I got so many toys.
How many? What was your favorite?
I loved the Aqua Rabbit. Is that what
the Aqua Rabbit from Good Vibes, yeah. Pleasure Works, the one that with the little.
Oh no, actually, I like the Mimi way better.
Oh, the Mimi. I gave you the Mimi. Yay!
That thing is amazing.
Well, you guys know that is my absolute favorite. You can get it at goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily, or just, you know what you do, go to suckemily.com, click on Emily the Good Vibes banner on all my favorite toys. I've been talking to the Mimi. Do you know that I didn't even know, like, they weren't my sponsor? Nothing. They still aren't. I increased their sales by 54% last year.
Did you really?
Because I friggin' love it. Because, why? Handheld vibrator.
Yeah, it's
rechargeable.
Small. It's easy. Yeah, it's rechargeable. I don't have to put batteries in it. It's really easy to clean. I can take it in the shower.
Right.
I take it anywhere.
Quiet, everywhere. Discreet, and great to use during intercourse. So women, a lot of times, need extra clitoral stimulation, Rune, if you didn't know this.
I've heard.
And you can use it during sex because your penis might not be hitting her clitoris in the right way, and this way she'll have, like, a double org. It's not like it's taking away from you. It's actually making it more pleasurable for her. And men like the vibrations too. Men think vibrations are only for women, but I'm telling you, put a little Mimi on your balls on a low thing, it's going to feel good.
My
That's
friend
you guys
just
do
confessed to doing that. He was telling me how he and his girlfriend love, oh, can you get us one of those vibrators? We love it. Like,
yeah.
She holds it on my balls while we have sex. It feels great.
Exactly.
Like, wow, okay.
Not too, you know, I know you got to be careful with the balls, but a lot of guys, that's why the vibrating penis rings are great. There's one called the Mio, also by Jeju.
Oh, yeah.
The Mio cock ring. It's a great one, reusable. But then there's some by Screaming O, which if you've never tried one, it's like $7. So I'm just thinking that they increase your chance also of the woman of orgasm during intercourse, which only 30% of women orgasm actually during penetration. And if you choose a position like doggy style, like or missionary with your legs over shoulders, you can place the vibrator on your clitoris, apply pressure while you thrust in and out. Now, that's not too crazy. But if you've never done it before, try it with your partner. You know, say, hey, I've got this toy. I'm telling you, I've never heard from a guy who's been like, we pulled out a toy. It was the worst day of my life. Like, no one ever says bad idea. Okay, then spanking. Okay, let's get into the spanking since Lindsay's a pro now. There's something about it makes you feel naughty. Like, girls like the little, I think it's because we're supposed to be good girls and we don't want to admit, like, this goes back to, like, archetypes, but we don't want to be, seem like we want sex and
right,
we're
naughty
or being
to.
Punished or we're not allowed to. We're bent over our lover's knee. Kind of like that scene. Do you guys ever seen Secretary? Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Spader.
Lindsay doesn't watch movies.
I don't either. What? Do you like my movie reference, Anderson?
That was a good one.
Thank you. If you decide to, you know, receive a little nice spank, be open to it. This can be you got to let go of feeling silly. So your hand can deliver hard slaps, like you guys learned. So start slowly and alternate between butt cheeks. Did you guys learn that?
Yes.
Check in with your partner to make sure you're both enjoying the experience. And if you need to mix up the pressure, the best part is the padded part of the butt and the thighs. You don't want to injure someone and you want to go slow and you want to check in. But I'm telling you, like, just try. See how it feels. Ask her. Say, can I, you know, start lightly. And again, soft spanks. Don't go wow if you've never spanked her before.
You have to be careful to avoid the front side of the thighs.
Right.
Also,
and the tailbone.
Can be painful.
That can be really painful. Right. So spanking is fun. Take a course on it. Just do it slowly. Watch a video. Also, one of my favorite positions for couples, mutual masturbation. Have you guys ever done it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. Because the thing about mutual masturbation
no
is...
over there?
No, I don't think I've done mutual masturbation.
Okay, so let me tell you why mutual masturbation is so hot. Because let's say you've been with someone for a while, it's getting a little bored, or maybe it's even new, and you're like, I don't know how to make her orgasm, or what is he like? You both masturbate naked, obviously, you're feeling around, and then you both touch yourself, and you look at each other, which is can be very hot to have them look at you. Plus, you're giving them all the information they need to know how you touch yourself. So, like, I've been with guys, I'm like, oh, so he's touching his balls, or he's not, or he's moving his hand up and down. Like, I kind of learn stuff. And then, like, with guys, you'll see, oh, she's rubbing her in circles, or whatever it is. You just learn. And it's super hot, and then you have sex after.
I think that might have been allowed at the threshold party we went to.
No.
You're allowed. Hands were fine.
They said.
You could, no, but you could touch yourself.
You could touch. If you guys agreed that you were comfortable to do that with each other, then, yeah, it was totally okay.
They
didn't
no
say, mouth to genital, no genital.
But then,
genital.
So penises were out.
We no. actually didn't see any. We saw a lot of boobs out, but men
saw some vaginas.
Yeah, I saw a lot of vagina.
A lot of butts. Tons
of butts.
Nice vagina. Did you see a variation of vagina? I mean, they're all like snowflakes. So
you're a good distance from exposed vagina when you're in the hallway and they're in the room. So I don't want to judge.
Also,
you went up close.
I didn't go up close. Just from outside the room, she completely spread her legs.
Oh, wow.
I felt a little bad, I witnessed.
See, I went to a sex party once, and everyone was just having sex everywhere. And after a while, I was just like, oh, I'm just jumping over women giving
blowjobs.
Yeah, I felt
jobs. After
yeah,
know,
you're like
30
minutes,
I was like super comfortable. Like,
yeah,
all right, cool.
I know. I was on a porn set once too, and not the one that I filmed this year, which I wasn't naked in, but a few years ago. It turns out it was James Dean's first film, and I didn't even know he wasn't famous then, obviously, so I didn't know. But after a while, you're like, wow, I'm on a porn set. And then I was like, I'm on a porn set. Like 12 hours later, where he just come already. I'm hungry. And like, you just like anything. Like, you get in there and you're like, oh, it's so exciting. But then it's whatever. So role playing, another great way to spice it up. Like, if you want to like dressing up. Women like feeling sexy and dressing up. And don't you like if a woman did a striptease for you?
I do. Not every guy does. Some guys are pretty serious, straight to business, but I do.
Most guys are straight to business. And I'm saying women like to feel sexy and cherished. And so if she dresses up for you, guys don't give a shit about laundry. I don't have to do a survey about this. Women, it makes us feel sexier. And yes, we want you to notice it, but most times you don't. But if you could just take a moment and be like, oh, you look, that's hot.
Yeah. I have noticed every single time a woman has worn lingerie for me.
Really?
I have absolutely noticed.
Oh, you're a good man.
And made comment.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
How is that? So I know you've gone through breakup, but it's been like how long now?
7 months.
Okay, you're good. You're like back
yeah,
to
I'm
the
good. I'm
you
back.
Got color in your cheeks. We were worried about you for a while.
It's a sunburn, but okay.
Are you doing better since the breakup? And you feel like it was a good thing?
I'm ready to get back in.
Have you
game.
Had sex yet since?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
And did you guys have good sex? Have you? What's the best sex you've ever had in your life? Like, do you have a moment in your life where you're like, wow? I always ask people this, like, why was it? What was it? What made it? What was the most amazing sex you had?
I don't know what it was, but it was a one night stand.
Really?
Fit in very nicely, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you never talked to her again, obviously.
Well,
what made it so great? Can you give me one thing that happened that night that made it so great? Was she just so hot? Were you just so drunk? Did she do something? She gave you the best blowjob of your life? Like, what does that mean?
It was like a five-night stand, but very high enthusiasm, a lot of passion.
So she was just like into it.
Mm-hmm. That was the intuitness.
Yeah, it is. That's the number one tip for a blowjob, women.
And I don't even care if it was real or not.
Right. Who cares?
Yeah,
who cares if she's faking it? You got to be enthusiastic. If you're giving him a blowjob and you look like you're about to throw up, or you'd rather be anywhere else on the planet, he's going to know and he's not into it. Like, fake it till you make it, because blowjobs, I find them very enjoyable. I think a lot of women have negative, you can change it around if you don't enjoy it. But what
you
about you,
fix
Lynn?
That.
What about your, like, best sex ever? Like, is there, like, a night or something that happened in your life where you're like, wow, that was fun, or that was my most memorable?
I think... I wouldn't pinpoint it on a specific night, but there have been instances, and I think the biggest factor was just being really comfortable with the person. I think that I was brought up in a way where sex was, like, really bad, and I felt shameful even thinking about it. So by the time I started doing it, I was just, like, super uncomfortable, and I don't even feel like... I feel like maybe I haven't even, like, had a full orgasm at this point in my life.
You haven't?
Because I just was so ashamed
of
it.
Oh, at that point.
You know, so now I feel like... I've finally been having good sex, and it's because
good.
I'm comfortable. I mean, it hasn't been much recently, but
because you're too busy LARPing.
I'm comfortable with myself, or comfortable with my partners, and it makes like such
good.
A big deal.
It
and
does.
Just knowing that it's okay to have sex, and we're all doing it.
Exactly.
We're attending
I'm
far
glad.
Too many events with no sex or no alcohol.
Yeah,
I know.
Can
I
find
bring a flask? No, but it is true that a lot of young women and older women of all ages, but especially when you're in your 20s, you're both in your... You're not. I heard today that you're not in your 20s.
I'm out of my 20s.
I thought you were like 24,
barely,
27.
Barely out of my 20s.
Barely. But it's true that younger women and men, we don't have a lot of confidence. We don't have a lot of experience, actually. We're worried about, like, our bot. Is he looking at my left boob? Is he bigger than my right? Is he looking? No, he's happy he's having sex with you. But we take a long time to get over that, comfortable. But once we get comfortable with our bodies and we know what we need to get us turned on, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, let's speed that up, ladies.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. Last week's show with Robin Anton, who's from the Pussycat Dolls, we talked a lot about, like, self-esteem and how women can kind of get comfortable in their own bodies, and men too. It was really good.
So I think the AVNs really kind of made
me more
comfortable.
Oh my god, I
want
to talk to you about that. Okay, so I gave the keynote at the AVN Awards this year in Las Vegas. It's the basically Oscar porn.
Porn Oscars.
And I gave the keynote. It's in Las Vegas, and it was crazy. Like, when women were getting, like, their fleshlight vaginas molded in public. People were having sex. It was porn stars everywhere. And Lindsay's like, before I knew it, like, just started being my... Are you my intern for a few months?
Yeah,
she works at PetSmart. Mm-hmm. So worked, and she seems sort of innocent and just sweet.
Yeah,
and not that you're not, it's just like sweet. And she was friggin' amazing. First of all, she's my intern. She kicked ass. She sat at my booth the whole time. She was just like the hardest worker and so amazing. But you also had a lot of fun.
Oh, I had a great time.
And I feel like it was like somehow transformational for you.
I think it really was. Like, it took me from person A to person B. I completely changed.
How could you explain that?
Like I said, I was brought up where sex wasn't really something I was comfortable with. And I think in my relationships, I wasn't comfortable. So I kind of let everyone else do, like, the talking and the controlling. And at the point going to the AVNs, I was recently out of a relationship, which right. wasn't the best one. And it was just all these people.
And all the guys loved you.
It was all these people who are really comfortable talking about sex, comfortable with their bodies,
right.
comfortable about talking about just pleasuring themselves, and I just realized, you know, it's okay to want to feel good. It's okay to
Do your parents want to kill me? Okay,
no, 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 they actually, they're like, I think they're kind of shocked, but at the same time, I'm a lot happier.
I'm so glad.
You know, I'm a lot more comfortable. That's like,
my
yeah.
I mean, really.
Emily changed my life.
I love it. I love it. I love it. No, I'm glad, because I just remember, like, you were like a different person. You were like crying. It was good. Like,
yeah.
It was cathartic.
It was good stuff. It was all good stuff.
It was a good time.
And
I
you met
that.
My favorite porn star.
Who? Which one?
Siri.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Oh, I
Siri.
Gave you the Siri. She was on our show.
Yeah, I met Siri too.
And
yeah.
I gave you the her photograph, her autograph. Didn't I?
Well,
or
she
another
did.
Porn star. Oh, she did. Yeah. Oh, I told her to give it to you. That's right.
Aww.
Or no, right?
No,
but
this,
there was
this
another
was
one I gave you.
Porn star that you had cheer me up.
I can't remember. Oh.
Yeah.
She cheered you up like with a blowjob?
No.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
With an autograph.
Oh.
But thank you.
I try, honey. I just wanted you to cheer up all these months. But now you guys are doing Pretty Oddcast, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's fun, right?
More adventures on the horizon.
I love it. What's next?
Either Oktoberfest at Alpine Village or roller derby.
We're looking into
some haunted
movie.
Houses on the menu.
Okay. I love it.
Some elaborate interactive haunted houses
okay.
on the menu.
Kamikaze. Kamikaze.
That's and we did do Comic-Con. Kamikaze is a little more intimate.
We already did Comic-Con. We went to a cat show.
A cat show.
That
cat
was
show.
Interesting.
Cat show was awesome.
Excuse me. Please hold the doors. It's a cat loose.
Oh, my God. That's great. You guys. Okay. Everyone can follow it. Pretty Oddcast. Find you on iTunes, prettyoddcast.com. And your Twitter is at Pretty Oddcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same on
Great.
Facebook. Or
same
on Facebook.
Like them. Be support it. New podcasters because we love them. One more thing I was going to say, though, about like in your relationship, because I kind of started this thought about people talking, not being able to get their partner. And I'm like, well, let's go home and put him down and give him a massage. But I guess what I'm saying is that sometimes the talking and the way you're talking about it doesn't really work because they're just hearing, I'm not pleasing you, whatever. So there's these are the little things I'm saying that you can do to ease into it. Again, like watching porn together, you don't necessarily have to like have a whole conversation about it first, but there's a lot of like female friendly porn that like you both might like. And then if you're watching it together, you can talk about, oh, that turned me on. So that's another like way to use like a third party. Like, so you don't have to actually talk about what your fantasy, because I always tell couples like talk about your fantasies, talk about what you desire. Like, or if you've never talked about sex, like what was your favorite night of sex together? And then tell why, like get it talking. Like you got to break that, crack this code, because people just get so shut down by their partner. So again, watching porn, it could give you some erotic pleasure, right? And you can unwind and relax. And if, you know, if your guy gets excited about what he sees, you know, don't get jealous. I just wrote my blog this week for Patty Stanger at Patty Knows is about what to do when your boyfriend's porn habit bothers you. So I say just watch it together. Don't let it bother you. Another thing I was going to say is, oh, talking dirty. How do you guys feel about talking dirty?
Love it.
I like it.
Do you know, like, right? It's awesome. Again, we're odd. That's another thing that turns us on is sound.
Right. Well, actually, when we were at the BDSM club, we were getting like our little, you know, he was showing us around Cat Boogie was, and he took us into the classroom and he started kind of role playing with me. And like, he's like, sit down. And then he's like, okay, go to that map and find this country. And then he starts counting down 10, 9. And like, he's speaking more intensely. And like, I'm starting to feel nervous. And then like, I've managed to point it out right before he hits one. And I sit down and he's like standing over me. He's like, good, I was going to have to discipline you.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, wow, like, I don't know you, but shit. Okay.
That's hot, right?
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
See? You
this.
Get it. I think people, everyone go out in your, everyone neighborhood's got some kinky weird something going on. Go try it. So I think it's great you guys are doing that. And Anderson, what's up with you? What's up with your podcast this week in your life? You're tired. Are you paying attention now?
I got a new cat and it's freaking out. So I have to sleep in the room where it is and it's waking me up.
You got a new cat?
So
why?
Because I wanted a cat.
Because cats are adorable.
I do love cats.
Relax with your cat love over there, Rune. Settle down.
I like cats, but still. That's good. So, okay, what's on your pot? You don't want to talk about?
Oh, no. Film Vault. Yeah, we did top five
like
baseball movies because the old playoffs, they were mentioned. Them Bad News Bears.
Okay, can
that's
I tell
right.
you one story about Bad News Bears? You know the guy who played Lucas in Bad News Bears? The little kid.
Yeah, Lucas.
He has the office next to me. In my building.
Is he a porn star now? That'd be awesome.
He's like, oh,
please tell me he uses bats on girls' butts.
Yes.
No, he's like, do you remember? Have you been to my office? No, you haven't been
not
to my
yet,
new, it's like,
not yet.
I've been to your office.
He's like 50-something. He looks like a total hippie. I thought he was like a, but he has.
What's he do?
PR. He looks drunk, but I think he's sober. Like one of those, like, drinks for so long that he always looks drunk, even so. Teeth. And he comes around in his office. He's got all these celebrities. I don't know. It's like a kind of PR. And there's like pictures. He's like, look. I'm like, oh my God, you're Luke. Like,
he's a booger eating moron.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. So, great. Everyone check out Anderson.
That was a quote from the Bad News Bears.
Oh,
kids. Everyone settled down.
You can even quote it.
Yeah.
It's a
great, great movie. I don't say the N word, though.
Don't say the N-word.
Because you'd have to if you quoted the entire movie. Because okay. There's some filthy language in there. It's the 70s. Different time.
Bull Durham.
It was mentioned. Film Vault. It's a good episode this
Film
week.
Film Vault. Check out his podcast. Check out Pretty Podcast. Check out my podcast. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Rune and Lindsay. You guys are
thanks
awesome.
We'll
do a little video here so everyone can check you guys out.
Let's do that.
And yeah. Thanks, everyone. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram only if you love me. That's what I got to say to you. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, so every single day I hear from friends, they want to start a website, like Rune and Lindsay here. You guys probably had to start a website, and they think, oh my God, it's a blog. Well, how do I do it? It's overwhelming. Well, let me tell you about Weebly.com. It is the coolest concept. It gives you the freedom to create a great website for whatever you want. Any idea you have, you can implement a Weebly website in minutes. Weebly.com truly stands apart because it's so goddamn easy to use, and you create your own high-quality site, and you don't need any technical skills at all. You're like, come on, I don't know coding. You don't need it. You drag and drop. You're like, banner, sidebar, click, and it makes it so easy, and your website can work perfectly on web and mobile, which is not easy these days. So no matter what kind of site you want for business or a portfolio to show your work or if you're ready to sell online, Weebly brings your ideas to life right now. We all know that making an idea come to life is very hard, but making a website for it should be easy. Create your free website today at Weebly.com. That's Weebly.com.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever.
That's right. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, though some features not available in all states.
Not available in all states. That's right, yeah. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by TrueCar certified dealer networks.
TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP.
That's a pretty good average, man.
That's a damn good average.
When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people paid for the car you're looking for.
Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings.
Then, third, you just simply print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience.
Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings.
Save time, save money, and never overpay.
Visit TrueCar.com today. That is TrueCar.com.